Chapter 19, Overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot's Integrity, Mercy of God, Lot's Flight, Lot's Wife Perished, Iniquity of Lot's Daughters. And it came to pass that there came three angels to Sodom in the evening, and Lot sat in the door of his house in the city of Sodom. And Lot, seeing the angels, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down to rest, the men of the city of Sodom compassed the house round, even men which were both old and young, even the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came in unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. And they said unto him, Stand back. And they were angry with him. And they said among themselves, This one man came in to sojourn among us, and he will needs now make himself to be a judge. Now we will deal worse with him than with them. Wherefore they said unto the man, We will have the men, and thy daughters also, and we will do with them as seemeth us good. Now this was after the wickedness of Sodom. And Lot said, Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, plead with my brethren, that I may not bring them out unto you, and ye shall not do unto them as seemeth good in your eyes. For God will not justify his servant in this thing. Wherefore, let me plead with my brethren this once only, that unto these men ye do nothing, that they may have peace in my house. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they were angry with Lot, and came near to break the door. But the angels of God, which were holy men, put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house unto them, and shut the door. And they smote the men with blindness, both small and great, that they could not come at the door. And they were angry, so that they wearied themselves to find the door, and could not find it. And these holy men said unto Lot, Hast thou any here besides thy sons-in-law, and thy sons' sons, and thy daughters? And they commanded Lot, saying, Whatsoever thou hast in the city, thou shalt bring out of this place, for we will destroy this place. Because the cry of them is waxen great, and their abominations have come up before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out, and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning came, the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the angels laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto them. And they brought them forth, and set them down without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that they said unto them, Escape for your lives, look not behind you, neither stay you in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said unto one of them, O, not so, my lord. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil overtake me, and I die. Behold now, here is another city, and this is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither, and may the Lord not destroy it, and my soul shall live. And the angel said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything until thou be come hither. And the name of the city was called Zoar. Therefore the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. And the Lord did not destroy Sodom until Lot had entered into Zoar. And then when Lot had entered into Zoar, the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah. For the angels called upon the name of the Lord for brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And thus they overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But it came to pass, when Lot fled, his wife looked back from behind him and became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. And behold, lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God had destroyed the cities of the plain, that God spake unto Abraham, saying, I have remembered Lot, and sent him out of the midst of the overthrow, that thy brother might not be destroyed, when I overthrew the city in the which thy brother Lot dwelt. And Abraham was comforted. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn dealt wickedly, and said unto the younger, Our father has become old, and we have not a man on the earth to come in unto us, to live with us after the manner of all that live on the earth. Therefore come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they did wickedly, and made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab, the father of the Moabites, the same which are unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, the father of the children which are Ammonites, the same which are unto this day.